EO.net.
Welcome to The Doctor Is In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. This is Colleen Kelly Mast, your hostess today. I'm an author, a mom, a wife, a speaker, and I'm here to help you for the next hour when you give me a call at 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number. So give me a call. Your calls drive the show. What's disturbing your peace today? The challenges of parenting or of marriage. I wrote a brochure recently with our diocesan religious ed office that's available, actually, for purchase in bulk for your parishes, but it was about sexuality, chastity, and our youth, this challenge for parents today. And the three questions on the front, I know, are things that parents are asking themselves all the time, especially this time of year when it's warmer outside and people are getting out more, you know, and we're wondering, like, you know, should I be concerned if I can't find a modest outfit for my 10-year-old daughter? Or, you know, what if my 11-year-old starts asking to hang out at the mall with some, you know, girls and some boys? Or, you know, what if my 13-year-old was allowed to see an R-rated movie at their friend's house? What do I do? Well, my brochure says you're not alone, you know. But the parents are always asking themselves that. We're saying, hey, you know, do we go with the flow and say, well, that's how the world is today? Or do we have this parental instinct that's saying, I don't know, I'm a little uncomfortable, but maybe I'll just go along with it? Or do we look to our faith while making important parenting decisions? Well, here's a show, The Doctor Is In, that helps you look at the decisions of your parenting or your marriage or your work life or your emotional life or social life or spiritual life, and look at that in light of our faith, in light of our Catholic faith, all the virtues that we're trying to live and the guidance that we've received from God to guide us in the direction that we want to go, which is heaven. You know, what if you were speeding down the road and you were trying to win a race, but you were going, you know, you took a wrong turn? You might get somewhere real fast, but you're not going to end the race. You're not going to win the race. You're not going to get where you want to go. You need a map, and that's what God does for us through all the beautiful teachings of the church. And our children come to us made in God's image, and they're beautiful. We promise to protect them from the darkness of the world, and then they're exposed to all these unchristian values, these messages, these peer pressures. How do we stand strong in our faith when it comes to that? The same with our marriage, another set of pressures from the world, both outside and sometimes in our own hearts and in our own thoughts. But know that our kids look to us for guidance, and we need that strength to do that. We find those teachings right here in the church. For example, just this morning, and I was reflecting on today's gospel, which was John chapter 21, verse 1 to 14. There were three things that I thought really relates to all of you wonderful listeners out there. One was about apostolic outreach. One was about modesty and neatness. And the other was about obedience. Obedience to Christ and knowing what God's will is for us. Because Jesus said to the, you know, he's appearing to the apostles. And he told them to, you know, cast your nets into the deep. Well, that's that apostolic. You know, sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone sometimes and just say something when we're at the water cooler or the grocery store or at the family party or the first communion or the reunion, or, you know, maybe you're going to a relative's first communion. You know, this is the only time they've gone to church since the baptism. And you, what do you say that's inviting them back? Say, oh, how wonderful. Now you can go to communion each week. You know, do you want to meet us at Mass or come over for breakfast after? And invite them to continue to live that faith. Another line in today's gospel that always makes me think of modesty. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's the right interpretation, but it says Peter was scantily clad and tucked in his shirt. You know, when he realized this was Jesus, he tucked in his shirt and jumped in the sea. You know, so you could tell your guys when they're going to see Jesus, you know, tuck in your shirt. And you tell your daughters, don't be scantily clad. And even boys, don't wear shorts to church. So it's an appropriate time here at the end of April for that gospel to come up. Okay, you're going to be saying, what verse and chapter is that? John chapter 21, verse 1 to 14. Peter was scantily clad, and he tucked in his shirt and jumped in the sea when he realized it was the Lord. Another message we got out of today's gospel is that obedience to Christ, you know, when we do what he tells us, we'll get results. You know, if we just do our own thing, you know, the apostles had fished all night, and they were expert fishermen. They fished all night, and they caught nothing. And Christ says, you know, put your net out on the right side of the boat. And I'm sure, you know, Peter and James and John are all sitting there going, come on, is that guy a fisherman? Yeah, okay, Lord, you know, we'll put it out on this right side of the boat. They caught 153 large fish, and the net didn't even tear. So do we want to stick with God and follow his directions? You know, and then Jesus even cooked the fish for them. Why would we not want to follow the directions of God, obey him? Well, no reason. He's all love. He's all mercy. We trust him. We obey him. When they realized it was the Lord, something changed in them. Well, God blesses us continually, and we have coming up this weekend, too, Divine Mercy Sunday. And it's, okay, a relatively new feast in the church, even though Sister Faustina has been getting messages since 1941. It's just been declared a feast in the church by Pope John Paul II. So some of you are still wondering, like, what's the Divine Mercy thing? And our parish is having a Divine Mercy devotion on Sunday. Well, I found a website this morning when I was searching for Divine Mercy stuff that will be so helpful to you. This is called thedivinemercy.org. Thedivinemercy.org. Wow, it tells you what is Divine Mercy. It tells you about the National Shrine of Divine Mercy in Massachusetts, the Mercy Apostolates. Some of you that are EWTN fans, EWTN TV fans, probably know the story of Father Don Calloway. He's a member of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. These are the fathers there at the National Shrine of Divine Mercy. And on their website, do they have a lot of stuff for us? One, ABCs of Divine Mercy, you know, asking for his mercy. God wants us to approach him in prayer, constantly repenting of our sins, asking him to pour his mercy out on us and upon the whole world. B is be merciful, to receive God's mercy and let it flow through us to other people. Give our love, give our forgiveness to other people like he does us. And C, ABCs of Divine Mercy. C is completely trust in Jesus. He wants us to know that the graces of his mercy are dependent on our trusting in him. The more we trust in him, the more we will receive. So when you see that picture of Jesus with his heart, with rays coming out of his heart, white rays and red rays, and you say, Jesus, I trust in you. That's the image of the divine mercy, that the way that Sister Faustina saw it, an uneducated Polish nun who, in obedience to her spiritual director, wrote this diary about the divine mercy and God's message. So go to that website. They even have a whole parish renewal program right on their website there, 14 parts. They have lots of good stuff there. So Divine Mercy, thedivinemercy.org was that little gem I found today for you, thedivinemercy.org. Learn all about the divine mercy. This Sunday is Divine Mercy Sunday, so celebrate it. At least say the Divine Mercy Chaplet if you don't say it every day, and learn more about the divine mercy of God and practice those ABCs. Give me a call, or I'll just be yakking for an hour. I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to help you with your personal problems. Give me a call at 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. This is Colleen Kelly Mast here to help you today. Give me a call, and I'll be right back after this message.
Relax. The doctor is in. During this recession, many investors are afraid to invest in stocks or bonds. It may actually be a good time to invest, since prices are now low. At Ave Maria Mutual Funds, we believe our professional investment experts have positioned the portfolios to take advantage of the economic and market recovery we expect over the next few years. Now may be an opportune time to examine your portfolio and see if the Ave Maria Mutual Funds could help you achieve your goals. To learn more about the pro-life and pro-family Ave Maria Mutual Funds, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA to receive a free investor kit, or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
Again this year, Father John Ricardo taught the RCAA class at the parish where he served as pastor. We have the recordings. We continue the series from the 12th class and more about the sacraments. This week, it's the sacrament of baptism. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
Welcome back to The Doctor Is In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective by calling this toll-free number right now, 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number to call with your question today on The Doctor Is In. This is Colleen Kelly Mass, your hostess. We're going to go to Roger first from Montreal, Canada. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Roger, how can I help you today?
Oh, thank you very much for accepting my call.
Sure.
I would just like to say I have a question, but I just want to ask you, say a little brief little. It's my son's anniversary today, Robert. And Robert passed away in 1995 at the age of 30 in an accident.
1995 at the age of 30.
Yeah, he was 30 years old. And I went to church this morning, of course, and as I do most every morning. My life changed in 1995 following that accident because I hadn't been practicing religion for about 20 years. I was really away from it. I was so far away from it, really away. So to make a long story short, when this happened, it's strange how one behaves. I got on my knees and I started asking the Lord forgiveness. But I kept asking my mother, because my mother died at 31 when I was 3.
Oh, my.
So I kept asking my mom.
Robert.
To intercede for me. You see, I kept saying to her, you know, I haven't talked to Jesus in 20 years.
Oh,
maybe you can talk to him on my behalf. So I kept for 2 days and 2 nights talking to my mom. And on the second day, it happened on a Tuesday, on a Thursday morning, a friend of mine, a little Jewish friend of mine, he called me up and he said, Roger, he said, I know you don't have a car. He said, I'll be your driver for the day. He said, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. So after 2 days of solid reflection and prayers, I said, okay, come and get me. I want to go get my daughter who's handicapped. I'll give my ex-wife, because I'm divorced because of all my sins, I'll give my ex-wife a chance to relax because we have a daughter who has cerebral paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way to my daughter, my friend says, I've got to go to the bank. I said, yeah, what bank? Bank in Montreal. I said, well, there's one right there. So we parked the car. He says, you're coming in? No. I said, oh, we're here. So I had my dad's rosary that he had when he died in 57 from Lourdes. And I had it in my hands. I kept praying. And I see a fireman go by. So I pray for all the firemen. I see a bus go by. I pray for all the buses. And anyway, I decided, I said, I'm going to go in the bank and keep him company because it's been a while since he's been there. Hmm. So I go into the bank and this stranger out of the blue moon taps him on the shoulder. I turn around. He's about 4'9". He had a T-shirt from India, from Mother. My memory's failing me. From India, from Bombay, or the Sisters of Charity.
Okay.
And he taps me. He taps me on the shoulder, and he gives me a picture of Sister Faustina.
Oh my!
And the prayer of divine mercy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was perfect for you, Roger.
And
that was from God,
rosary,
yeah.
A little rosary with five different colors on it.
Okay.
And I went berserk with the rosary because I thought it was cute with five colors representing the five continents.
Oh, my.
So I asked him for four more because I had five grandchildren. He said, I don't have any more. I said, well, look, I'll pay you. I said, I don't sell. He said, so then I said to myself, whoa, I said, don't lose this guy. Because for 2 days and 2 nights, I'm asking my mom to ask Jesus on my behalf to send me someone spiritual. Not for me. But they gave me the strength to get through this so I could help the others.
Wow.
Member of my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So he says, look, he says, follow me. He had a bicycle. I said, well, put the bicycle in the trunk of the car. No, he says, follow me.
Yeah, were you walking and he was on a bike?
No, we were driving a car, but he was bicycling.
Okay.
So he says, follow me. So we followed his bicycle for about a mile.
Uh-huh.
Takes us to his house in Dollar Desormo, which is in the north part of Montreal. He says, take off, please remove your shoes. So we both walk in, and we walk in the house, and it's full of statues of saints, Mary, the apostles. It's everywhere in the house, in the toilet, there's crucifixes, and everywhere it's oozing oil.
Mm-hmm.
Oil dripping.
Oh.
By the way, the house is still dripping oil. I know, back 1995. It's been dripping since 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do any commercial about it. You know, they saw everybody goes there on their own. Anyway, so he said, would you mind getting on your knees? I said, no problem with that. So I get on my knees, and we recited a rosary. But my Jewish friend's sitting there watching me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy I met in the cruising bar. And now he sees me on my knees praying the Lord.
Yeah.
So when I walked out of that house, I could have walked through the front door. Right? I had so much strength. The strength that came within was so strong. I got to my daughter's. I picked up the phone. I called the president of the company where the accident happened.
Was an experience of God for you, huh, Roger?
And I would just want to make this quickly. I asked if I could go there and take the employees with me and pray where the site of the accident happened.
And did you do that?
Yes, of course. And at the funeral, all the employees came to me and said, Mr. Bastien, you said what you did for us was more than any psychologist could have done.
Wow.
I said, look, it didn't come from me. It came from above. So I'm just all to tell you the power of prayer, what prayers can do for you when you're really sincere.
Well, thank you so much, awesome, Roger, for that story. That was beautiful, especially here as we approach Divine Mercy Sunday. My sympathy to you at the loss of your son and your mother at a young age, too. But look and see what God can do with any experiences. He can always turn any crucifixion into a resurrection, and he brought you to this beautiful experience of him through the people that you chanced to meet. And you got to experience his love and his mercy, and he drew you back to him. So I thank you for your call and for sharing with us that story. I appreciate the call, Roger. God bless. Bye-bye. This is the Dr. Zinn, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective by calling 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number. Maria from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Maria. How can I help you today?
Yes, hello, and thank you, Doctor, for taking my call. I was just listening to you, and I'm getting ready myself to go on a retreat this weekend of the Divine Mercy, which I'm very excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I wanted just to share. There is here in Columbus a gentleman who has put together, it's called the Divine Mercy Messenger, and it's a little newspaper to help you how to prepare the feast and confession.
Oh, good.
It's just very nice.
Mm-hmm.
His website is feastofmercy.net. And I'm originally from Mexico, and by the God's grace, I ended up retranslating this one into Spanish, which has been ready. And if anybody's there listening who would like to learn a little bit more in Spanish, it has been a blessing, you know, calling from New York to San Diego to Los Angeles to Chicago to Texas to Florida to everywhere, sending this one. It's also there in Spanish. They post it on the website. If anybody wants to see it, it's feastofmercy.net, and there's a little link with the Spanish. But I sent it to my dad, you know, just after I was so excited to finish this big project. And anyway, I just got the most beautiful phone call this morning because my dad called me to say that he went to confession. He doesn't remember when he went. More than two or three years or whatever.
Oh.
So, but I know that he had a little, you know, reconversion again, and I don't know why, but I just feel so excited after he said that.
Well, the Bible tells us that even the angels in heaven rejoice when a sinner returns. So it's important to get happy when someone comes back to the sacrament of reconciliation. So that's good.
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to share that if anybody, you know, your listeners speak Spanish. You know, that's what we did, and it's there, so they can go. It's called El Mensajero de la Divina Misericordia. It's all there in Spanish, and, you know, there's this very simple there. And it's just beautiful just to learn about the mercy of God.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and have a beautiful weekend.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. And it is a beautiful weekend in many parts of the country where the sun is coming out, even when for the people that have a long winter. It's a beautiful time, the week after Easter and the Feast of Divine Mercy. So thank you so much for calling about that. Okay, let's see. We're back to... Oh, no, I lost my page again. All right, so our next caller is Mike from San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to the show, Mike. How can I help you today?
Yes, I had a question. I guess I discovered Divine Mercy 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was always sort of under the assumption that there was a 20-day period, I guess 10 days before and 10 days after Divine Mercy Sunday, that you could make that confession and communion. Is that, do you know... You know, because I heard something different this week, and I sort of got confused.
Well, what did you hear?
I can't find anything. Well, I thought I heard that it needed to be done the week between Easter and Divine Mercy Sunday. So this week, you had, you know, the confession.
Well, some people believe you even have to go to confession on the very feast day itself, but Sister Faustina's diary doesn't stipulate that particularly. She made her confession in preparation before the feast, just on a Saturday. But actually, all during Lent, we prepare with a good confession to receive communion. And what the church generally says, you know, traditionally they recommend you make your confession not more than 20 days in advance of performing some indulgence work, you know, as we would count this Mercy Sunday. So that's a general standard in the church. Really, whether it's, you know, 10 or 20, you know, or 30 days, you also cannot have any unconfessed mortal sin. So you can't say, okay, you know, I went 20 days ago, but, you know.
Exactly.
So the importance is the purity of your soul and no unconfessed mortal sin. And generally the church recommends no more than 20 days in advance. That's a general rule, but I don't know of any one more specific,
okay.
Right.
Okay, all right. Because I always go, you know, before Lent starts anyway, but I always also wait for the Sunday. But I guess I had misread what I read a few years ago. But anyway.
Okay, well, it's good to go again Sunday if it's available. Oh, another one.
I will.
Okay. God bless. Another wonderful thing to do is to bring someone back to confession for Divine Mercy Sunday that hadn't been to confession in quite some time. Just imagine the grace and the privilege of being able to bring a soul back to Christ. Okay, Sally from Kansas, welcome. It's break time. Hold on. Why don't you give me a call? We've got some lines open waiting to hear from you right after the break. The number is 877-573-7877. 25-877-5-PEP-TALK. This is Colleen Kelly Mast on The Doctor Is In. Ready to take your questions with your personal problems or even comments about bringing somebody back to the church for Divine Mercy Sunday, which is coming up this very weekend. So I invite you to call and participate in the show and whatever topic you want to discuss. I don't know what you need help with, but I invite your call. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number. We'll be back to talk to Sally from Kansas and you in just a moment.
The Alexian Brothers, a Catholic religious order of men, look back on 800 years of service.
Our concern was always with feeding the poor, nursing the sick, and burying the dead. There was a time when most of our men were nurses. That's not the case anymore. We have MBAs, mechanics, engineers.
The brothers still serve the poor, the elderly, the sick, and dying.
I knew that as an Alexian brother, I could make a difference in people's lives.
If you're a man generous enough to serve the weakest, call toll-free 1-800-556-0332.
Ave Maria Radio Spring Membership Drive is April 20th through the 24th, and we need volunteers to help us answer phones. It's fun and it's easy, even if you have never done it before. But you need to call now to reserve your slot on the schedule. call us today. Give us an hour or two of your time during the week of April 20th through the 24th. Call 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. Help support Catholic Radio and have fun doing it.
When you visit Our Lady of Grace bookstore inside Domino's Farms, it's not 101 Bibles with different colors and published only by Gutenberg. It's books published by Tan, Servant, and Ignatius. There are new books like Father Benedict Groeschel's Tears of God, who can write firsthand on persevering in the face of great sorrow and catastrophe. There are self-help books like Virtues for Men, A Guy's Guide to the Good Life. And there's cookbooks like Father Leo Paddlinghug's Grace Before Meals that incorporates great recipes with godly conversation and reflection during preparation. Our Lady of Grace bookstores has DVDs like the inspirational Fireproof for Adults and Veggie Tales for the Kids. Those ideas plus Holy Art for the Home, children's Bibles, icons, rosaries, and crucifixes is what Our Lady of Grace bookstore is known for having all year round. Make an Easter season visit to Our Lady of Grace bookstore at Lobby C of Domino's Farms. Call 734-930-3747. That's Our Lady of Grace bookstore, 734-930-3747.
Welcome back to the Dr. Evan, where you can get free friendly advice from a Catholic perspective by calling 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number to get on today's show with your question or a personal problem. Just give us a call at that number, 877-573-7825. You get to talk to Andrew, who's screening our calls and engineering the show today. Just let him know your name, where you're from, and a little bit about your problem, and he'll put you up on my screen here. Not your picture, just your name. And then we'll call on you when it's your turn. So there are some lines open right now waiting to hear from you. So give Andrew a call, and then he'll let you talk to me, the screener. 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number. Sally from Kansas. Welcome to the show, Sally. How can I help you today?
Well, thank you, Colleen. Thank you for taking my call. I was listening yesterday to Catholic Radio, and they were talking about our Divine Mercy Sunday coming up here this Sunday. They were talking about an indulgence or an indulgence would be the correct word to use, that if you made your Divine Mercy obligations of confession and communion and that it was like receiving a rebaptism, that it washed away all penance due to sin. Can I have a little help on that?
Okay. All right. That is part of what was stated in Sister Faustina's diary, which have been approved by the Church. In one of her entries, he promised to Sister Faustina, "The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened." And that's why we, to receive those graces, want to be in the state of grace, as holy as possible, clean a soul as possible. So what you stated about the renewal of baptismal grace in our hearts, that's what complete forgiveness of sins and punishment means. It's the same kind of thing. So those are the special graces that flow on Divine Mercy Sunday. When you receive Holy Communion in the state of grace on Divine Mercy Sunday, and you have absolute trust in our Lord's great mercy, you've been to confession within probably, 20 days or sometime during that, end of Lenten period, and you prepared well, whether you did the novena or not, it's not necessarily a daily prayer importance, but that trust in God, it's kind of like the spring cleaning of your soul.
Well, that's a good time.
And so here we are in spring, and so it does offer that complete forgiveness of sins and punishment, so that is like the rebaptism, that baptismal grace in your soul.
Okay.
So it's worth celebrating this feast for all of us.
Yes, it is so. It is so special.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a beautiful feast, and we're privileged to participate in that. So if you have a Divine Mercy celebration in a parish near you, make sure that you go there. And those that are just learning about the Divine Mercy Sunday and Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Divine Mercy Devotion, there are plenty of websites. Just do a search on Divine Mercy, and there are many wonderful explanations there available to you. So thanks for calling.
Yes, I wrote that, the website that you gave just a little bit ago, Divine Mercy, thedivinemercy.org. I added that to my email sites to go check out, websites to go check out. So.
Good. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
I will. I just received an email this week that had the novena all in it. So I printed that all off to put in my prayer collection. And I was, I guess, not aware of this prior and did not get it started on Good Friday like it for this 9-day novena to this coming Sunday, but I will
Hope you just learned about it, then do a 9-hour novena on Saturday. Just do stuff every hour and make up for lost time that way.
Oh, thank you. What a wonderful idea. Yes, I can do that.
God knows you just received it and you didn't know about it Good Friday, so he's going to listen if you do a 9-hour novena.
I will do the 9-hour novena on Saturday.
Okay.
I will do that. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your advice, and thank you for all the good works that you are doing. We are so blessed to have you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you.
This is The Doctor Is In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective by calling 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. So next caller, Tony from Vancouver, Washington.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Tony. How can I help you today?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. I've been listening to the show for some time now. Basically, my question is, I was raised Catholic. I went to retreats when I was younger, when I was 16, 17, 18. But then my life turned around. I started drinking, smoking.
You don't have to tell us all your sins, Tony. Just you led a life that was not reflective of your Catholic upbringing. All that.
A life that I didn't care. You know, I slept with women of the night. Everything. I mean, but then just last year, my 10-year-old daughter, she started. I started taking her to her. First communion classes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She had her first communion last May, a year ago. But through those classes, I kind of I was born again.
Beautiful.
I now believe, now that I'm 38, 20 years later, I now believe that happiness comes through God, not through money, not through women, not through your job, not through all the things you have.
Beautiful.
But it comes from God only, and now I understand that I got to stick with God so that I can be happy, and I am happy right now in my life. I think I've never been happier thanks to those classes that I took.
Wonderful.
My question to you was, I have two children now, 11 and 8. Is it okay to start telling them, you know what? You got to stick to God because that's the only way that you're going to truly experience happiness on earth. I asked this question to my mom. I told her, how come I am experiencing this right now that I'm 38 and not when I was 18?
Right.
Why didn't I just experience it? Why was I so miserable back then, 20 years, until now?
Mm-hmm.
Why is God giving me this happiness now? Why didn't he just give it to me when I was younger, when I was starting going to retreats and starting to get, you know, involved with him, but then it took a wrong turn and, you know.
Right. God offers us his happiness, but he doesn't force it upon us. He offers us, you know, the happiness the path to happiness through the church, through the commandments, through the retreats you attended. But it's our free choice. We choose to follow our friends to the drinking party. We choose to commit sin, you know, or get ourselves involved with people that will lead us into sin, or find situations where we are tempted into sin. And so it's not that God didn't want you to be happy then. He kept inviting you, but he won't override your free will choice. He allows us to make choices. He keeps calling us back. And then when we start listening, which was that, you know, more recently for you, then you get to experience that happiness he wants you to have. So no, it isn't wrong for you to tell your kids that actually that's what you should be doing, Tony, is educating your 8 and your 11-year-old right now of the joys of following God's plan, so they don't have to take those years off into a life of sin in order to appreciate God. They can know, love, and serve God all the way through and become great apostles for him. So do teach them. Do keep them involved in the church. Do answer their questions when they start questioning their faith. Do protect them from some of those temptations that are offered to them during adolescence, and help them see that for the evil that it is, so they don't have to suffer those years of unhappiness and sin as you did. So this is the time to teach them, encourage them, and help them develop that personal relationship with God so that they will want to follow him even through those rough teenage years. Okay, Tony?
I thank you very much for your answer, and I appreciate it. And there's a lot of Catholic community here in Vancouver. The Hispanic community is very faithful as well.
Oh, wonderful.
I had more Spanish radio talk shows, you know, and from on this station. But I appreciate your answer. I'll do that. I'll start teaching my kids, you know, at this younger age. I hope they don't go through what I went through in order to appreciate God. And but yeah, I'll start doing that.
Warn them. Read some of those Old Testament scriptures to them about warning them about avoiding temptation, and they can have many, many years of life with God and be much happier. So keep up the good work, Tony, and welcome back to the graces of God.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, ma'am.
God bless. Bye-bye. Oh, heaven rejoices. Another soul that comes back into God's graces. It's such a joy to be here with all of you on The Doctor Is In. This is Colleen Kelly Mast. The next caller is Christina from Texas. Welcome to the show, Christine. Christina, how can I help you today?
Hi. I was wondering if I could get some prayers and maybe some advice about my sister. Mm-hmm. She's 17. She just turned 17 like 2 days ago.
Okay.
And she's about 6 months pregnant, and she was kind of smoking marijuana kind of on and off up till then, and we just found out that she's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's pretty much at the end of his rope, I guess, and he says as soon as she finishes school this year, he's going to send her to live with our mother, who is very unstable and kind of bipolar-ish. I don't know if she really is bipolar, but she's very unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just really worried about the whole situation. And I mean, my sister is a really good person, but she makes a lot of bad choices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
is she getting some help, some counseling, Christina?
She used to, and we were doing family counseling too. But I don't know how much it helped. Well, she has come a long way. Like, she used to be really against God and into even some dark things that I never really knew entirely about, but.
Well, seeing right now that she's in this somewhat of a crisis of her life, is she aware that this is a problem, that she's been smoking marijuana, she's pregnant, she's 17? Does she realize it's a problem, or she's like, what's the problem, you guys? What's wrong? I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't think she thinks that it's a problem. She goes by the advice of her friends, and her friends tell her that there's really nothing wrong with marijuana. The government just doesn't want you to, or stuff like that. It's not really going to hurt the baby.
Right. Some friends she has, huh? Well,
yeah.
Christina, do you live near her? Does she live in your same house or in the same town?
Yeah, we live in the same house.
Okay. Well, you can do what you can to befriend her, to help her understand that you love her and care for her and want her to live her life better. One, she's got to stop smoking the marijuana for the sake of the baby. And maybe if you can find some facts or some information to help her know that, or take her to a counselor with you, you know, go along with her and just say, let's learn about this. Let's find out and see if she can get the help that she needs. Maybe even a crisis pregnancy center has women that are trained to counsel pregnant girls, particularly ones that might be taking drugs. And they might be able to just help you. Just so offer, just say, you know, let's get some help for you to see it, this situation in a different perspective and see what kind of help that we can find. And go with her to these places and get her some help and accompany her on this journey so that she can get out of the situation that she's in, make the best decision for the baby that she's carrying right now, whether it's, you know, for adoption or for raising the child. But help her get the assistance that she needs so she's not abandoned just to her friends, because, you know, her friends are not giving her the right advice.
Yeah.
So befriend her, help her along, and get some assistance from any family members that you can to get her straight on the right path. Okay, Christina?
Okay. You think I should try to convince my dad to not send her to live with my mom?
Your dad's probably doing that because he just doesn't know what to do. That is an unstable situation, she'd be better off staying with you guys and getting a counselor that'll help her out of her situation than sending her to her bipolar mom that'll give her the absolute freedom to hang out in the streets with her friends that are smoking marijuana. That's not in the best interest of this little baby soul or your sister's soul. So let's think about who can help her on her journey toward her salvation and eternal destiny. And it seems like the situation that she's in, if she's willing to cooperate with it, would be the best setting for her right now.
Okay.
Okay. We'll pray, Christina. A lot of our listeners will pray, too.
Thank you.
Help her out of her her problem, out of that heap, rather than contribute to that a little more. Because that way, if you have a parent that isn't willing to or able to supervise, that leads her to that continued set of bad choices. This is The Doctor Who's In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. Here's the number to call, 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. This is Colleen Kelly Mast, your hostess today. And we'll be right back after this message.
All the advice, none of the bills. Come in. The doctor is in.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. We pray everyone is enjoying a blessed Easter season. In this April issue of the Chaldean News, we focus much of our attention on the refugees. Readers are getting in-depth coverage of the displaced Christians who are seeking refuge all over the world, including in the United States. We also cover the Detroit Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. This year, they honor Johnny Carmo as Businessman of the Year. He's the owner of three upscale markets in Oakland County. And Dr. Nadima Achu is this year's Humanitarian of the Year. Dr. Achu has spent years voicing her concern about the Christians in Iraq. Get your copy of the Chaldean News and learn about this ancient community living in modern times. You can subscribe or advertise today. Join LA Insurance, the CIA, Country Fresh, and Shenandoah Country Club, and you can benefit too by reaching the Chaldean community. Log on to www.chaldeannews.com and learn more.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild invites you to activate your faith. Don't miss Arrested by Mercy, Caught in the Healing Glance of Jesus, Saturday, April 18th at St. Barnabas in East Point. This day-long event, sponsored by the Servants of Jesus of Divine Mercy and Right to Life of Michigan, will focus on truth, forgiveness, healing, and mercy, especially in regards to abortion. For further details, call 248-553-8800. All are welcome to St. Joseph's in Detroit for Divine Mercy Orchestral Mass, Sunday, April 19th. The Mass will feature Mozart's Coronation Mass music, and priests will be available for confession before it begins. Call 248-250-6005 for more information. You can find many more events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Welcome back to The Doctor Is In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. I know a couple of you have hung up. You can call back and probably still get on right now. 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number. This is Colleen Kelly Mast, your host today here on The Doctor Is In. Our next caller is Patrice from New York. Welcome to the show, Patrice. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm a very strong Catholic, and I've had a boyfriend for a couple years, and he's very strong, and he's an evangelical, born-again Christian. And he has a lot of, you know, issues with the Catholic Church, which is what we always seem to be arguing about a lot. And I wanted to know if you had any, like, biblical answers that I could give him to help me to defend my faith, or whatever you would like to say about that.
Okay. Probably the best place to get those is at Catholic.com, the Catholic Answers website. Have you ever listened to their show?
The EWTN.
It is broadcast over EWTN, and it's called Catholic Answers. It's on in the evening. They have a sheet, if you want to continue the arguments with your boyfriend, they have an apologetic sheet that has about every concept available. I mean, just a laminated, two-sided sheet with almost every concept, whether it's, you know, original sin or infant baptism or contraception or veneration of the saints and relics. And it has a Bible verse to go with each of those things. But I'm not sure that arguing with your boyfriend is going to help if he is adamant about continuing this division between the two of you. Have you discussed what you have in common and how that could be possible since you have some affection for one another?
Well, we do go to each other's church, and, you know, I try to accept the things. I try not to even talk about the stuff that we have differences in because it just doesn't ever work. And that he always quotes things from the Bible, like, you know, and he just has a different view than I do on everything.
Well, that sounds like it might be too divisive to raise a Catholic family in. I have a friend
who... Yeah, that's right. Well, my husband died 6 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
I do have two teenagers.
I have a friend who married into a marriage with a very strong anti-Catholic man, and it became a great difficulty for them that she did end up divorcing him, actually. And I have another friend who harmonized well a mixed marriage, but they had said afterwards, actually I had them give talks when I was teaching high school marriage classes, they said, yes, they've made it work. You know, he was real strong going to his church every Sunday. She was real strong going to hers. They did raise the children Catholic, and once in a while, a special event, they'd take them to the Protestant church. But what they said is if they had to do it again, they wouldn't have, because on those very core issues, that's where there was the greatest division about baptism and contraception and some essential basics of their faith that made it very difficult, that they didn't feel that well united as they should have. So do consider, if this is creating division now, that if this is really a person you want to absolutely unite your life to.
Right. I think that's a good answer, because even the priest has said that he's definitely different than what I am, and he's trying to convert me into something he wants to be, but I can't. You know, I've been raised that my whole life for 55 years, so.
Right. This is where God has called you to receive the sacrament. You wouldn't want to give up the Eucharist. You wouldn't want to give up the sacrament of reconciliation. There are many, many beautiful gifts that you don't want to give up for a person, even if it's a very loving person, even in a great romantic relationship, even if you're, you know, your two kids need a dad, they need God and a peaceful relationship and harmony in the marriage more than they need just someone there. It's not worth just anyone being there. So you might want to look for, there's probably plenty of Catholic guys. Actually, my brother-in-law, after my sister died, I know there's people like him, good Catholic widowers out there, as well as Catholic single men. I know another one that my husband just saw last night. So pray to God to help him show you the path that'll help you keep your faith and be a good example of the faith to your children. And I bet God has a plan for you, Patrice.
Okay, and you said CatholicAnswers.com is the website?
Exactly.
Okay.
Catholic.com. It's the Catholic Answers website at Catholic.com.
Oh, Catholic.com.
Catholic.com. They have all your apologetics questions right there.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And I just hope I know where to look for somebody that is my faith, because it's really hard. I go to church and everything, but you don't know where, I guess. It could be anywhere.
Well, you know what? Your local Catholic radio station would be a good place to start, wherever you are listening in New York. You're listening on a station or the Internet?
I was listening on EW2TN and then Ave Maria site.
Okay. Well, good.
So.
On the Internet. Are you in New York City?
No, it's near Albany, New York, which is the capital of New York.
Okay. Well, check out your diocese, Catholic singles groups, or through your radio station if there's some things that you can get involved in locally in the area. And go find those other people like yourselves.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you. I appreciate your help.
God bless you too, Patrice. I know he has a plan for you. This is the doctor, then. We have full lines now. Let me see. We'll go to John from Gainesville, Texas. Welcome to the show, John. How can I help you?
God bless and happy Easter, Colleen.
Thank you so much.
I got a friend who is basically lost right now. She's trying to get her family to go to church with her, and she's going through school herself right now, and she has a couple teenagers, and she just wants them. She's missing that feeling of being at church, and she knows what she's missing, but she's trying to get her whole family there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to have some advice from you.
Well, tell her not to wait for the whole family to go for her to go. She needs to just start going. It's a call from God to obey, to come to church and honor him, and that's where she's going to get the graces to be able to bring her family in. So number one is go to church yourself. Number two is invite one person at a time. If she's got rebellious teenagers or husband, whoever's the most open, after she starts going regularly and they start watching and seeing that she's experiencing some change, she's coming home more loving, invite one more person with her. And then she's got a couple of them. And then she can either work one at a time or invite everybody. But to wait until everybody wants to go, it just isn't going to happen. She needs to respond to God herself. He's calling her, and then she goes out and gets the rest of the family one at a time through her love. Okay, John?
That's kind of what I told her. I just said, you know, just come to church with us, and maybe everybody will follow. So
beautiful. Good start.
Yeah. And, okay. And they, in an aid for that lady that just called, I have a very useful Bible called the Catholic Answers Bible, and it's another good. Another good testament to the faith. I mean, it's got pretty well all the. It's basically an apologetics Bible, so it's good. So.
Mm. Well, good.
All right. God bless and thank you for the help.
Okay. Thanks for calling. This is the Doctor Is In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective by calling 877-5-PEP-TALK. Next, we'll go to Cheryl from Canton, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Cheryl. How can I help you today?
Especially with Easter coming, I really feel the call from God to reconcile with one of my sisters. We recently experienced a death of our brother. Now, we're half-siblings, but we, never growing up, have ever treated each other as half-siblings, with the exception of the sister. She's always been resentful because her place was the baby in the family, and then I came along, so that, you know, has kind of always been my fault in her mind, kind of. But what I need to know is, like, she, like, totally excluded the family and kept everything in secret when our brother died, and I wasn't even able to go to the funeral. And neither was anybody else, and I found out basically through the internet, and when my other brother contacted us, and I went and posted on, you know how they have a memorial site all the time, a lot of the funeral homes do.
Right.
The obituary read that she was his only sister, and there's five of us. So I kind of went in and just corrected it and says, no, you know, Bill did have, you know, four other siblings besides her, blah, blah, blah. How do I start with, I really want to give her my forgiveness because I really just feel sorry for her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't speak to me, won't speak to the family. Mm-hmm. How do I start?
Okay.
I mean, is it appropriate to write her a letter?
Of course it would be.
Hoping she would get it or whatever?
Yeah. Write her a letter, a short one. Just say, I love you. I care for you. You know, we're related. We've always treated one another as sisters. And I would like to do what we can do to restore that relationship. And then just make some, suggestion of, you know, if you live nearby or, you know, please give me a call sometime and we can do something together. We'd be happy to come visit you. And then follow that up with, you know, a Mother's Day card or a birthday thing and just continue to send your love and kindness in a gentle way until she responds to your invitation.
Okay. Or if she doesn't at some point, just, I don't know, God bless her and go on my way, or...
Or just keep sending her
sometimes
Christmas...
Sometimes that can be... Uh-huh.
Keep sending her a Christmas card, send her flowers on her birthday, and send her
okay.
a note. And even if she ignores you, still three times a year, keep sending her something. Keep reaching out.
Oh, okay.
Your relatives. And your love for her... that you're expressing because of your relationship and your, you know, family because of God, you keep preaching.
Yeah, it just concerns me because the reason that we lost our brother to suicide is because he was never able to let go of the past. So he lived in the past, and he was mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that, you know, bipolar and mental issues run on our mother's side of the family. We all have the same mother who since passed away. So we really haven't spoken since our mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been 8 years ago on St. Patrick's Day. So, okay, I will take your advice, though. I will just, even if I never get a response for her, then I know I've at least given my forgiveness, and it's
exactly.
there if she wants to take it.
Exactly. So it's in your heart where the love is flowing, just like Christ loves all of us, and some people don't respond to him. You're giving Christ's love to her, whether or not she returns that love. Your job is to love her. Okay, Cheryl?
Okay, thank you. That helps
right.
so much.
Oh, good. God bless you. Okay, Nancy from Indiana. We have just about a minute, and you have a short question. You said you're 8-year-old. Nancy, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
My 8-year-old son asked my husband recently, who is a man of few words, do you have to be married to have a baby? And my husband went, no. And so I'm wondering now, I know you've done a lot on that
mm-hmm.
with kids. Should I bring that back up with him and elaborate a little bit on that? Should we kind of do it together? I really don't think he has a clue anything about sexual relationships.
Right.
Where babies
that's okay.
come.
And I say you would do it together so you don't undermine your husband. But what you want to say is, you know, Dad said no, that it's you know, physically not required, that there needs to be a man and a woman. But say, according to God's law, God wants you to be married first before you have a baby. And sometimes people act like they're married when they're not. That doesn't make God happy. He wants people to be married first and then have children. And that probably would cover the...
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Ave Maria Radio Spring Membership Drive is April 20th through the 24th, and we need volunteers to help us answer phones. It's fun and it's easy, even if you have never done it before. But you need to call now to reserve your slot on the schedule. Call us today. Give us an hour or two of your time during the week of April 20th through the 24th. Call 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. Help support Catholic Radio and have fun doing it.
Hello, this is Steve Ray, and I'm the host and producer of the Footprints of God video series. This Catholic radio station is an important voice for promoting the Catholic faith and culture in your community and in your life, and they need your help. The Ave Maria Radio membership drive is coming soon, and I hope you'll tune in to show your support and tell your friends to listen too, because without you, there is no Catholic radio. So let the word be heard on Ave Maria Radio.
Heart to Heart, a Catholic women's apostolate, invites women and men to straight talk about homosexuality Thursday, April 23rd. Psychotherapist and former homosexual Richard Cohen will share his testimony as well as the real causes of same-sex attraction. Richard has helped hundreds of men and women find freedom from unwanted same-sex attraction. This is a free event at Old St. Patrick's Church in Ann Arbor. For more details, call 734-930-7497. That's 734-930-7497.
This is Henry.